Hello everybody, welcome back to Game Boy Gamer. In this episode, this is going to be called Wake Up with Game Boy Gamer, because it's 8:14 a.m. I'm recording this. Listen, I got nothing better to do with my life. Let's talk about the game that we're going to be reviewing today. Rugrats Time Traveler for the Game Boy Color. Sorry, I got some mucus. So, Rugrats Time Traveler was this very hard game for the Game Boy Color. It was like a collectathon, and if you died once, you had to go back to the very beginning of the entire game. Like, this game was, like, really bad. Even for retro standards. I know a lot of games are considered gems, just don't consider this one a gem. That was the first game I ever got for my Game Boy Color. Now we're back in, like, February, I think. February this year. So basically, that's the review of the game today. Sorry, I have mucus. If you hear me cough a lot, that's just because I have mucus. I'm trying to get it out of my system. Let's talk about all the consoles I have at my house. I mean, in my room. In my room, I have a Game Boy Color. You know that. I have a 3DS. I'm mainly a Nintendo fanboy, so all my consoles are Nintendo consoles. I have the Wii. I have the Wii U. I have the SNES Classic. And I have a Nintendo Switch. All these are great consoles, except the Wii U. That can burn in a fire. Not saying you should. It would burn it in a fire. I'm saying hire a pro, like Pyromancer or whatever they're called, to just burn them all up. My room is so Nintendo themed. Literally everything in my room, all my plushies except for the ones up in my net that's like right above me, are all Nintendo plushies. I even went out of my way to buy an 8-bit original Princess Peach figure. You're like those little one-sided 8-bit 3D figures. It only shows one side of it. And I can't really explain it, but my plush collection, I have a bunch of Mario plushies, and a bunch of Kirby plushies, and a bunch of Pokemon plushies. You even have a Pokemon neck pillow, and a Game Boy mug. I actually have a merch store. Or one of my designs is about the Mad Lads, which is just the thing I made up, where it's just I made stuff up like Jerry a Goomba, Gary a Boo, Leo the Shy Guy, Grandma the Piranha Plant, Billy the Bullet Bill, and Bruce Wayne the Lakitu. Ironically, Bruce Wayne, the Lakitu, is a cop. If you're asking if you like this, when will this be regularly? Whenever I wake up at no later than 8 o'clock. No later than 9 o'clock. I will do that. I will do this. Also, I have a bunch of bootleg consoles. Oh my god, I completely forgot to mention that. For my bootleg consoles, I have like, I don't really know actually. I don't know what they're called. I have like this blue one that I had for like a day. Because then I accidentally walked out in the snow with it. And I didn't even know it was in my pocket. And like, it got washed in the washing machine. The other one I still have, I just lost a charger for it. And it still works. So, yeah. Surprisingly, my bed setup isn't actually all Nintendo, but like. Sorry, I'm still waking up, guys. Like, I have like a bunch of different blankets. I have like a Star Wars blanket, like a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle blanket, like when they were cool. And before they added the new art style of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, I got the cool blanket. I even have a TV in my room. That's cool. Guys, that isn't Nintendo themed. But hey, at least I got LEDs on the side of my TV, so now when I turn my TV on, the LEDs are just like flashing bright lights. It's, you can also look at my YouTube channel, The Zesty Applin. Yeah, that's me. I have like 22 subscribers. Isn't like, yeah. So that is today's ep. No, we're gonna go on for a bit longer. So I'm gonna give some good reviews about some of the games that my friend gave a bad rap about yesterday. Pokemon Sword and Shield, I love that game. Animal Crossing, I love that game. Every other game that I talked about, except FIFA, I love that game. I mean, except Fortnite and FIFA. Basically, I'm like, I'm not really a first-person shooter type of thing. I'm more of like a RPG type of guy. I like literally, I love RPGs. Use like Pokemon. That's an RPG, right? Heck, my favorite RPG literally has RPG in the name, and that's Mario or Super Mario RPG Legend of the Seven Stars. For those you don't know who that is, it's a game that Mario goes on an adventure in an RPG. And those of you who say hey, this came out before, out after this came out, this the idea wasn't original. It really was the original because it came out on the SNES. Every other RPG came on Game Boys, and the Game Boys came after the SNES. Like, actually, Game Boy Advanced, that's the first console that got a Mario and Luigi title. And a little Superstar Saga, that came after RPG Legend of the Seven Stars. And then next after Superstar Saga was Partners in Time. Then there was Bowser's Inside Story. My personal favorite of the Mario and Luigi series, Dream Team. There was Paper Jam. There was the remake of Superstar Saga, and the remake of Bowser's Inside Story. So that's basically all Mario and Luigi games. Mario and Luigi RPGs bundled together. I mean, like, technically it isn't a Mario and Luigi game for Mario RPG, because you can't play as, because you can't get Luigi as a character. You only get Mario, a cloud, a toy, a turtle, princess, that's it. And technically, the toy is the best one. I'm actually recently doing a new playthrough of Mario RPG. Do you guys know about Animal Crossing, like that life simulator where you got to talk to animals? Did you know those animals always weren't that nice? Like, right up before New Leaf, all of the villagers would say so many mean things about you if you weren't there for like 2 days. He's going to be like, oh, come on, give me a break. I've been gone for 2 days. I was on vacation with my family. And then, like, it blasts you in the face saying, hey, yo, why'd you go away for 2 days? I needed you. And then you're like, oh, I'm sorry, man. And they're like, no, you hecker, heck, 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 heck. And just start swearing at you because you missed their birthday party. Okay, so, my first ever Animal Crossing game was New Leaf. Then my second was Wild World on the Virtual Console for the Wii U. Then finally, New Horizons. I really want City Folk. Because I like that game. I've seen people play it, I like it, I want it. Also, I guess I could get the original, Animal Crossing, so I can unplug in my original Wii. It's backwards compatibility, boys. So anyway, that's the end of this segment of Waking Up with Game Boy Gamer. I will like to see you all in the next episode of this podcast. Goodbye.